Yeah, we welcome you here to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today, our guests, we have USD 383, Manhattan-Ogden Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade in studio. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And we've also got board member Leah Flyder joining us in studio. Thanks for
being
here.
That's right. Thank you.
Good to have you guys here. I know you guys just had a meeting last week. We were talking about this here, but the scheduling of the holidays kind of changed things up for you a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. We usually meet two times a month, and our November meeting was postponed a week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And so now we're back on the first week in December, so it's time to have yet another board meeting. So here we are.
And our meeting tonight's going to be at 6:30 at the usual site, Robinson Education Center. So we always encourage people to join us online to come in to the meeting as well, and we're always open for anybody that comes and wants to make a comment to the board. So I wanted to get that out there.
All right. Always towards the beginning of the meetings, you guys start out with some special recognition, and I understand some national awards are being handed out here tonight, or maybe recently were handed out to students.
Yeah, that's right. We have high school students, Manhattan High School students, who recently competed in the FCCLA National Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. FCCLA stands for Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. And so there's a number of competitions that they can participate in. And senior Noah Applegren placed second in culinary knife skills. Senior Mason Jackson placed first in culinary knife skills. So I think you want to hire both of those kids for your restaurant if you're a business owner out there. And junior Haley Eilert placed second in impromptu speaking. Anybody who's tried to speak in front of a large crowd on an impromptu basis can appreciate the level of commitment that and achievement that represents. So we are very proud of them, and we will be recognizing them tonight at the board meeting.
Excellent. I'm really curious about the culinary knife skills.
I know. Yeah, I mean, you know, those are kids who are in the culinary program, and I guess they go through kind of a contest, and they see, I think it not only is speed, but also, you know, maybe the size of your dice and, you know, how your knife. So it's serious competition.
You notice I don't have much to contribute to this conversation, but I appreciate their skills.
Very cool. Great recognition here tonight. Again, that'll be coming up towards the beginning of the meeting here. So the meeting starts at 6:30. Then we get into some other stuff here. You'll be approving some of the stuff for the consent agenda last week.
You want to talk about that, Dr. Wade, the courses and proposals that we approved?
Yeah,
we did preliminary approval last week of some additional courses that many of them have to do with our partnership with Manhattan Area Technical College. It allows our students to get some college credit while they're still in high school, helps save them some money, and when they head into post-secondary work, either in a career or in their post-secondary education. And so this is a partnership with MATC, with K-State, and a couple of other changes that we're really excited about.
I'd be happy to talk about it. We've got a whole process in place where every year the courses we have are evaluated for, are they meeting the needs of our students or families or community? And, you know, do courses need to go away, be revised, be added to what we have as curricular offerings? And the department heads worked hard on looking at what do we need. And last board meeting, they presented these new courses, as Leah was talking about. And then tonight, the board will be making the final approval of it. But some of the courses, there's a fashion trends course that we have pathways within our schools that help lead to specific skill sets that our employers are looking for. And one of the things that the Kansas State Department of Education said that there really should be a fashion trends course in our pathway. So, and not just ours, but other school districts. So that's being recommended and hopefully approved tonight. That, as Leah said, the Manhattan Area Technical College, we've done a lot of work with strengthening our relationship with them and the opportunities provided our students. So there's some opportunities there for students to earn dual credits with us and MATC. There's a U.S. history course, technical math 1, technical math 2, and an elementary statistics course. All of those would be through MATC provided at Manhattan High School. We also have biomedical innovation. That's we hear more and more about STEM, the sciences, biomedical being a big area, and I'm excited about being able to have this biomedical innovation class added to our curriculum. A teaching pathway is another one. We've talked about this for a while, that here we are, we value education, Kansas State's right here in the same community. We need teachers. We need quality. We want people to go into that profession, but we didn't have a pathway for that. So now we're adding a pathway for teaching with two courses, getting it started. There's teaching as a career and a teaching internship. So excited to see that. And then there's another course, American Ethnic Studies, that, again, are partnerships with local entities that we're working with the Ethnic Studies Department at Kansas State. And bringing in this opportunity for Kansas State staff will come in and work with our students on – it's a one-semester course on – I'm flipping through because I want to make sure that I really give this the attention it deserves, because I'm excited about it, that it is – sorry.
Oh, that's okay. While we're looking for that, I'm really excited about the teacher preparation programs. You know, there's a critical shortage of teachers in Kansas and nationwide, and I'm looking forward to us, you know, kind of growing our own teachers and really trying to tackle that problem head on and increase the pool of teachers, not only for the district but statewide.
Okay, here it is. That it's a one-semester course. The first year it's going to be taught by a K-State professor on our campus from the K-State American Ethnic Studies Department. And here's the description for this course. This course explores Native American, Mexican, Latin American, African American, Asian American, and Euro-American heritage and cultural dynamics. It provides a deep understanding of America's race and ethnic relations. As such, this course expands students' intercultural competence and prepares students to function productively in our multicultural society. And then it goes on to explain more about the specifics the students are going to get. And yeah, for so many reasons, this is something we're proud of, being able to provide our students. We think it's necessary for really societal benefit.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, offering – anytime you can offer dual credit, I know that's always a plus. Do you expect a large amount of students to participate in these courses?
I think we will. That, you know, we have so many course offerings already. That's
a pretty strong history.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
That's part of the conversations we have would be, when we add a course, what effect can that have on other courses that are being offered, and is that a benefit or is that a detriment, and balancing those things out. But I think we'll get enough students that those courses will continue. I feel real good about that.
And when will they be able to sign up for those? I know that it's going to be offered next year. Is that just kind of part of normal enrollment?
It'll be part of our normal enrollment process, yes.
Okay, super. Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a quick time out. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about what else is on the agenda here tonight. Talking with Dr. Marvin Wade and Leah Flyder here, USD 383 School Board and Superintendent. We'll be back after this on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist.